And I'm Carrie Bringhurst, 35 minutes now after the hour. During UPR Newsline, we're joined by Dave Greiling of the Ogden Standard Examiner. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
There's an article in the paper that talks about the possibility of a California company exploring the purchase of Powder Mountain Resort. I didn't realize it was for sale.
Well, as one of the marketing folks at Powder Mountain says, that if you offer the right price, anything is for sale, I guess. So these folks from California are certainly at least interested enough to kind of be kicking the tires on it, as it were.
What do we know about Summit, the group that's interested in possible purchase of Powder Mountain?
Well, not a whole lot. Through some of their websites, it appears that they are a group or an organization that puts together executive seminars and then charges people to attend them. They've held a number of them in different places throughout the country, so I guess on some level it makes sense that perhaps they'd be looking at Powder Mountain as a permanent home to be running these seminars.
And some of the officials, I understand, involved with Summit are already familiar with the area. Some of them are renting homes in Eden, where Powder Mountain's located.
Right. Apparently there are 10 or 12 that have been spending some time in the area, and as you said, a number of them have rented homes up in Eden around Powder Mountain.
Is there any indication if they were to purchase Powder Mountain that they would keep it open to the public, or is this something they're looking at as a private resort?
Well, there's not a whole lot of information out there, but certainly it seems now that they would intend to keep it open for public use, plus perhaps use it for their company business also.
Okay. Well, we've been spending a lot of the past several weeks discussing legislation that is being considered at the state capitol, and there is a local lawmaker from Washington Terrace, Representative Brad Dee, that is sponsoring legislation that would make it more difficult for a person convicted of a felony to have that finding overturned with a ruling of factual innocence. Tell us more about that legislation and how it relates to the Deborah Brown case we're all familiar with.
Well, Dee says it's not related to the Deborah Brown case, that there are several other cases of factual innocence claims pending, and that they wanted to basically just tighten up the rules of evidence as to the kind of evidence that somebody that's been convicted can present to advance their claim that they were wrongfully convicted.
And does it appear that lawmakers are supporting this bill?
Yeah, it was reported out of committee with a unanimous vote yesterday, although there were several lawmakers that were absent from the committee, but it does seem to be moving ahead in the process.
So now that it's out of committee, it will go to the House floor for debate?
Right. Okay. And actually, it goes to the Senate first for further consideration.
All right. Well, let's move now to the Ogden City Council meeting. Last night, the city administrator recommended several changes that are part of funds that will be used to revitalize the Ogden area. How do they hope to use that money?
Well, they have a couple different projects. They're going to add about $1.5 million in a couple different areas. One is infill housing, essentially building on vacant lots, to beef up a loan program for new small businesses, and also improvements in the East Central Ogden area.
Now, will the public have an opportunity to review these plans?
Right. They're on display, or they're available at City Hall until March 16th, and then there will be a public hearing on it at the March 20th council meeting.
Okay, and just quickly, a story in the paper about a vertical challenge that took place at Snow Basin Resort, apparently to raise money for the Boy Scouts in your area.
Right, this is the fifth year they've done it, and they had about 150 people registered yesterday. The weather may have held that down a little bit, but the organizers were very pleased with the turnout.
And how many vertical feet did the winning group ski yesterday?
Almost 326,000.
Wow, that's amazing. About 27 trips per team member down that Snow Basin. It's full vertical rise. Well, that story and details can be found in the Ogden Standard Examiner. Dave Greiling, as always, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us each Wednesday. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Carrie, thank you.
And go to our website for more information about the Salt Lake, or rather the Ogden Standard Examiner, online at upr.org.